it's Friday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for all the good things you've been doing on the broadcast this week. Lord, we ask you again today for revelation of your Word, grace and help to receive it, put it into practice, to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I do thank you for everybody watching the broadcast today, Lord, and I thank you that they will be ministered to, blessed and helped by your Spirit in a mighty way today through the broadcast. And I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Calling Things That Be Not As Though They Were. And friend, this is a fundamental of faith, and it will produce victory in your life if you'll put it into practice. Now let's go back over to Romans chapter 4, verse 17 again. And it says there, as it is written, I've made you the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. And so to call things that be not as though they were is to find something that God has promised you in his word that doesn't exist yet in your life, and then you speak like it already exists. God has promised you healing in your body, and so you call your body healed even if healing doesn't exist in your body. God has promised you peace and joy. Well, maybe you battle anxiety and depression. Maybe his peace and joy is not evident in your life right now. To call things that be not as though they were means that you call yourself peaceful. You call yourself joyful when that doesn't exist in your life. And you do that based on what God promised you. And God, he did this with Abraham. He promised him that he would be the father of a multitude. But before that existed, he called Abraham the father of a multitude. He called him something that didn't exist yet in his life. And he actually had Abraham call himself something that didn't exist yet in his life based on what God promised him. And so anytime you see something in the Word that God's promised you, but you don't see it in your life, one of the first things you do is you start calling things that be not as though they are. And when you do that, you're actually calling it into being, and God will move on his words in your mouth and bring that thing to pass. Now let's go over to Mark chapter 11. And on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about a vital component in calling things that be not as though they were, and seeing that actually work in your life. In other words, I call my body healed, and then I actually see healing show up in my body. I call myself peaceful and joyful, and I actually see that come to pass in my life. I call all of my bills paid, or call all of my needs met, and then see my words actually work and produce in my life. On today's broadcast, I want to give you a key component in seeing that happen. Now in Mark chapter 11 and verse 13, it says this, seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, Jesus came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto it, talking to the tree, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And so Jesus talked to a tree and said, no man's going to eat of you ever again. Now, here's something you want to lay hold to. Jesus talked to things. He talked to a tree. In Luke chapter 4, he talked to a fever. In Mark 7, he talked to somebody's ears. In Mark chapter 4, he talked to the wind and to the sea. Jesus talked to things. Friend, you can talk to things. You can talk to your body. You can talk to your mind. You can talk to your checking and savings accounts. You can talk to yourself. You can call things that be not as though they were You can talk to things. Body, I call you healed. Mind, I call you sound and peaceful. You can do this, and you should be doing this in your life. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus did this. He talked to the tree. And then in verse 20, it says, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. He was amazed that Jesus' words had effect on a natural thing. And Jesus said this, he answered and said, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, so again, we're talking about talking to a thing, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Now, what is the context here? The context here is that Jesus is teaching us to use our words and to use our faith and accomplish things in our life. He's teaching us that we can use our words and our faith and see things change in our life. When they asked him about that tree, Jesus didn't say, you can't do this, only I can do this, I'm Jesus. No, he told them, he said, you have faith in God. If you say to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and believe that what you say will come to pass, you'll have what you say. He's teaching us that we can use our words and our faith and see things change in our life. And so when we call things that be not as though they are, according to what God said in his word, we're supposed to see that actually have effect and work in our lives. Now, one of the main things that you must do if you're going to see your words have effect is found right there at the end of verse 23. Jesus said that you have to believe that those things which you say will come to pass. If you want to see your words produce, if you want to call things that be not as though they are and see them come into being, then you have to believe that what you say will come to pass. It's not enough to just call yourself healed or call yourself free. You have to believe that you will be free, that you will be healed. You have to believe that that's going to come to pass in my life. I call myself healed, and I tell you right now, that's going to come to pass in my life. My sick days are over. This is how you have to believe. This is how you have to talk. You have to believe that what you say will come to pass. Now, belief is not desire. A lot of times people say something, call things that be not as though they are, and they want it to come to pass. That's not the key thing here. Belief is not desire. Just because you say something and want it to come to pass is not the same as believing that what you say will come to pass. See, belief, you look up that word in Mark 11, believe, and you come to this word of persuasion, are to be convinced. And so if you want to see your words produce, then you have to be persuaded and be convinced that what you say will come to pass. Not believing what you say will keep your words from coming to pass. Saying something and hoping it comes to pass will not work. You have to believe. You have to be persuaded. I call my body healed, and I'm convinced that that will come to pass. You know, when God spoke in Genesis chapter 1 and said, let there be light, he was convinced that what he said was going to come to pass. When Jesus said, peace be still to the storm, he wasn't trying to see if his words worked. No, he was convinced that what he said would come to pass. When David said to Goliath, this day the Lord's going to deliver you into my hand, he was convinced that what he said would come to pass. When the three Hebrews told Nebuchadnezzar, we're not bound down, and if you throw us into the fire furnace, our God will deliver us, they were convinced that what they said would come to pass. And friend, if you're going to call things that be not as though they were and see them come into being, then you have to be convinced that what you say will come to pass. Now, how can you and I be convinced that what we say will come to pass? I mean, who are we to think that we could say something and see it come to pass? How can we be convinced and confident that what we say will come to pass? Well, the first thing you have to understand is that God is the one who brings things to pass. You don't bring things to pass. I don't bring things to pass. God is the one who brings things to pass. Jesus said this in John 14. He said, "It's the Father that dwells in me. He does the works." He said in John chapter 5, "The Son of Man can do nothing of himself." And so what you need to realize is that anything that happened when Jesus spoke to the storm, "Peace be still," he's not the one that stopped the storm. It was the Father in him that brought that to pass. Jesus was the one that spoke to it. When Jesus told the deaf man's ears to be opened, he didn't bring that to pass. He believed and spoke. He spoke and believed that what he said would come to pass, but he didn't bring it to pass. God is the one who brings it to pass. And so in talking about how can I be convinced that what I say will come to pass, you first need to understand that God is the one who brings it to pass. And so what you have to believe is you have to believe that what you say will come to pass because you believe that God will bring it to pass. You have to believe that what you say, God will bring to pass. That's why Jesus said in verse Mark 11, 22, before he started talking about talking to the mountain, he said, "Have faith in God." Why did he start with that? Because you have to have faith in God that when you speak to the mountain, that God will bring your words to pass and move the mountain, because he's the one that does this. And so whenever you're calling your body healed or calling yourself peaceful or calling your needs met, you have to attach to those words, you have to attach faith that what I say will come to pass. I believe that what I say will come to pass because God will bring it to pass. Now, how can you be convinced that God will bring to pass what you say? Well, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 reveals this to us. How can I be convinced that God will bring my words to pass? How can I be convinced that I'm going to say something and God will bring it to pass? Well, 1 John 5, 14 says this, "This is the confidence." And so here we are, we're talking about being convinced. "This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask for anything," now that word ask, if you look it up, one definition means if we call for anything. You find those two words, to call for. If we call for anything according to his will, he hears us. So this is the confidence we have in him, that if we call for anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, the word "hear" doesn't just mean that he's hearing it. It means that he will attend to it. In other words, he's not just listening to what you're saying when we're talking about this word "hear," or it's not just that your words bounced off of his ears and registered to him. It's talking about that we know that if this is our confidence, that if we call for anything in line with God's will, then God attends to it. And it goes on to say, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions, or the things called for, desired of him. And so let me read that verse to you again. This is the confidence we have in him, that if we call for anything according to his will, he attends to it. And if we know that he's attending to it, whatsoever we call for, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired are called for of him. And so you can see that the key to our confidence is to call for things according to his will. Let me read it to you one more time. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we call for anything according to his will. And so the key to being convinced that God will bring to pass what I say, The key to being convinced that what I say will come to pass is to make sure that what I'm saying is in line with God's will for my life. Knowing that this is the will of God for my life, I speak and I believe that what I say will come to pass because God will bring it to pass because that's what He wants for my life. And so knowing that healing is God's will for my life, I call my body healed and I believe that what I say will come to pass because I believe God will bring it to pass because I know without a shadow of a doubt that that healing is God's will for my life. Healing is what God wants for me. And so I'm confident, I'm convinced, I'm persuaded that what I say will come to pass. Now, why am I confident and convinced and persuaded that what I say will come to pass? Because I'm confident and convinced and persuaded that it's God's will for my life. And so that is how you and I can believe that what we say will come to pass. We just have to make sure that what we say is what God wants for us. And so if we believe and speak in line with His will, that is the key to us being able to believe that what we say will come to pass. And friend, I want to encourage you. Once you find out what God's will is for your life, you start declaring it out your mouth and you be confident and convinced that your good Father is going to bring it to pass in your life. You believe that what you say will come to pass because what you're saying is God's will for your life. And friend, when you do that, you will see God move in your behalf and bring your words to pass. And so this is vital when you're talking about calling things that be not as though they were. You have to believe that what you say will come to pass. And the way to do that is to be convinced that what you're saying is what God wants for your life. If you do it, it'll change your life forever. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, Jesus taught us to use our words and use our faith to see things change. Number two, you have to believe that what you say will come to pass when you're calling things that be not as though they are. And then number three, the way to be convinced that what you say will come to pass is to know that what you're saying is in line with God's will for your life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for the power of calling things that be not as though they were working in our lives. We thank you for the power of believing and speaking. And Father, as we call things that be not as though they were in our lives, we believe that what we say will come to pass because we believe that you will bring it to pass. And we make a decision right now that we are only going to work this principle in line with your will and your plan for our lives. And when we do, we can be convinced that you will act upon your words in our mouth and cause our words to come to pass. And Father, we do thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. And look, I'm believing God with you, that you are not gonna be a hearer only of what you learned on the broadcast this week, but you're gonna be a doer of it. You're gonna start calling things that be not as though they were in every area of your life. You're gonna believe that what you say will come to pass, and you're gonna see it come to pass in your life, and you're gonna have some good testimonies about how good God has been to you in producing these victories and doing these great things in your life, but you have to get your words working on it. A lot of times people just think, well, if it's God's will, it'll just automatically come to pass. No, you have to believe. Jesus didn't say you're gonna have what God says. He said you're gonna have what you believe and what you say. And so once you find out God's will for your life, friend, get to going on it. Put your faith on it, put your words on it, and I'm telling you, this principle will change your life. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.